The question was asked, how does one deal with the feeling that one is not accomplishing enough when one is actually investing the best that one can? One is really investing their time. So this is a very, very important point. One of the greatest weaknesses we have in our generation is that feeling of incompetence, that the frustration that we have with ourselves. That is the devil. I'm saying that the fact that a person says to himself, I'm not doing enough, I should know more, that is one of the most destructive things in our lives. So a person has to be capable of looking and saying, I'm doing good. I did something right. I'll tell you a funny thing that happened to me last night. I had a bag of stuff I was supposed to take with me from the old city to Machon Meir. As I lifted the bag, I saw the bag started tearing. So, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had a spare bag. I bought something and they gave me two bags and I was able to fit it into one. And they left me with a spare bag in case that bag tears. So I took that spare bag and I put it where I would have it as a spare bag long term. And now I needed it last night, so I took out my spare bag and I had it. And I smiled to the guy that was with me and I said to him, you know, there are so many times in the day that I look at myself and I say, I'm a dunce. There are so many times in the day that I look at myself, I'll go to the other room to get the keys. I'll come back to this room and I forgot to get the keys. I'll go back to get the keys and I'll come back again without getting the keys. And I look at myself and I feel like I'm a dodo bird. Like, what's going on here? Like, my head's not working, right? There are so many times a day that I feel stupid. You know, so I said, once in a day I can look at myself, I'm not stupid. I can look at myself and say, ah, okay. 2 weeks ago I put away a bag so that one day if I need it, I'll have it. And here I have it. I did something smart in my life. Now, it sounds funny, but it's important. We have to be able to see that we're not dodo birds. That there's, you know, I think so, for sure. I think it's one of the great yetzerara of our generation. To keep telling ourselves, you see what you did wrong, you see what you did wrong, you see you're not worth it. And a person only succeeds when a person feels like they're succeeding. One of the greatest catalysts for success is the sensation, I'm succeeding. When a person can see that they're doing well, then they continue. I can tell you there's a guy who is a top Talmud Chacham. He's a mamash. You know, he learns and he's paskening. And I remember when he came to Machon Meir. And he was here, he barely knew Aleph Beis. And you're talking about a story of this decade, right? And he came to Machon Meir and he was learning here for a year. And after about a year, we met, and I asked him, what are you doing? What are your plans for life? And I saw he was super talented, one of the most talented people I ever met. Mamash, brilliant. And he says to me, I don't know. I think I'm going to go to university. I think I'm going to leave yeshiva at the end of the year. And I said to him, you have such talent, you have such potential, you haven't begun to realize your potential. You know, in what you accomplished in 3 months, you have to understand, every month he'd go up a shiur. The guy's a genius. But he didn't see it. He saw, I don't know, I go to someone for Shabbos, the kids noticing the Zemiros better than me, the kids know the Divrei Torah that I don't even understand. So he felt like he was nothing. And I said to him, you know, you're gifted. So the guy says to me, I know I'm gifted. I used to play in a band, and I'm a top rock and roll star. He says, you know, there are bars that are still emailing me out in whatever country he came from that I should come and play before them. I said, no, I'm not talking. I never heard you play rock and roll. I'm not talking about your rock and roll. I'm talking about your learning. You have tremendous potential. You're doing amazing. So here you have a guy who every month or two is advancing from shiur to shiur, mamash a genius, and he doesn't see it. He doesn't give himself that credit. And when I sat with him, and then I told his rabbim, I said, you have to tell him how he is succeeding. And that gave him the strength and the encouragement to keep learning. And I'm telling you, today's a very fine Talmud Chacham. And he's not done yet. You know, I wish him he should continue learning, and he can be a real leader of Klal Yisrael. And he wouldn't be there if he didn't feel like he was succeeding. We're all that way. So we have to try and see our successes. I'm giving you the small example of yesterday with the bag because it struck me how happy I was that there was something I did in the day that wasn't stupid. You know, I'm right. So I'm not stupid. I mean, it struck me because there are so many times that I fall into the same trap. That I tell myself, you see? You know, it's like, you see? Where it's like... We have this inner feeling that we're lousy, and then when it happens, it's like we're vindicated, you see? But that's not the way we should be approaching life.
They say the brain is like a muscle, right? The more you work it, the more you start learning more and more of it, right?
Yeah, but we need to encourage ourselves. We need to see our successes. To say, a person can't sit there beating themselves up. And I think it's the weakness of our generation. That we fail to see what we do right. And the greatest catalyst for success is the sensation we feel successful. I'll give you a line that a Shadchanit once told me. She said to me, there are girls that are good looking, and then there are girls that think they're good looking. And she said to me, both are good looking. Because when a girl thinks she's good looking, so then she walks, she has that confidence, and she takes care of herself because she has the confidence, I'm good looking. Gamarnu. So then she'll also be good looking. But then you have a girl who doesn't think she's good looking, and then she's going to have a very hard time to be good looking. Well, it's the same with our Torah. It's the same with our lives. If a person feels successful, he'll continue being successful. He'll have the smile in his face, he'll have the encouragement to get out of bed in the morning. That's why it's very important that we should have a listing and think of what we did right. I think it's a great thing when people, before they go to bed, can stop and think, what did I do right today? What did I do okay today? What I have a file. When people write a thank you letter or stuff like that, I have a file at home where I put stuff like that. And I call it the file, I'm not the worst person in the world file. Why? Because sometimes I do things that I feel like I'm the worst person in the world. There are sometimes that I have serious mess-ups that after I do it, I look at it and I say, oh no, I can't believe I did that. Yeah, I have that. And every so often I feel like I don't have the koach to face myself in the morning. I had higher expectations of myself. Look, I fell. I'm not where I think I should be. And sometimes it's devastating. So I have this file where every so often I can open it up and look at it and say, okay, so I'm not the worst person in the world. I've done something right in my life. I haven't only done things that are wrong. I'm serious. I think it's a weakness. I don't think we should need such files. It's a reflection of the weakness of our generation that we tend to beat up on ourselves and we have unfair expectations of ourselves. But it's important to be able to see that we've done some things right. That are to be happy with what we accomplish in life. I had an interesting conversation with Rabbi Feinstein once. I had left his yeshiva for a few years, and I met him, and he asked me how things were going. And I said, Baruch Hashem, things are okay, but I keep yearning to come back to learn in the yeshiva. I'm not learning as many hours as I used to, and I'm not so happy about it. I saw him like hemming and hawing. He wasn't so happy about what I said. So I asked him, what did I say wrong? So he said to me, you should be happy you're teaching at Machon Meir.
I knew you were
here. Yeah, he said to me, you teach and people learn. I said, yeah, but learning Torah is a bigger mitzvah than teaching. I said, when I teach, it means I'm teaching stuff I already know. I'm not actually learning. If I'd be learning, then I'd be growing. And his answer was, you have to learn to be happy with the teaching that you're doing. Learn to look at it and say, Baruch Hashem, I get up in the morning and I merit to teach Torah. Don't keep thinking there's a bigger mitzvah out there I should be doing. Learning Torah is an important mitzvah. Teaching Torah is an important mitzvah. And that was a huge lesson to me because I always thought, but learning Torah is a bigger mitzvah, right? If you can do a mitzvah that's worth a million and you're doing a mitzvah that's worth half a million, so you know...
You're getting other people to learn Torah by teaching.
I see the value in teaching. I'm not arguing that. The question is, how should a person look at life? So I think we our generation has this weakness of not only aspiring for better, but being dissatisfied with where we're at. And that is erosive. It eats away at a person. Eventually it weakens a person. It does not promote growth. When a person's happy and he says, great, look at what I'm doing, that promotes growth. Success breeds success. And the sensation, the feeling of success. And that's why a person has to look at what's right. It says in the beginning of Tana de Be'elio that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sofer Litov. He looks for the good. So we also have to be looking for the good, not only in others, also in ourselves. We have to look for the good. Yes.